and peace from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation today shall be the 9th chapter of the Gospel according to John, of which we shall hear a few verses later on. The topic about which we shall meditate will be called what is teaching authority? The chapter of our, which is our text, deals with the healing of a man born blind. And we have several events which would stir us up to look at it in great detail. First of all, we want to know what happened. Here was a Sabbath day, and a man who had been known to have been blind from the very beginning suddenly received his sight. And this, of course, caused quite a stir. And it came to the ears of the establishment, the leaders of the Jews, and they didn't know what to make of it. After all, it was an event which no one could deny. The man had been healed. Now the question was whether he had been blind from birth, and they wanted to investigate that thoroughly. And they did. They called in his parents, and they too said, yes, he had been born blind. But what happened to him, we don't know. You ask him, he's of age. Well, what were the issues? He had offended the Sabbath law, and they were disposed to get him. There was a little dissension among them because they couldn't quite agree on whether this really was a sign of God. But they took the normal way of an establishment, which is always in defense of itself and its position, and decided that he must, of course, go. He must be exposed to the people. His influence must be destroyed because their own position was on the line. Their offices were in jeopardy. And so the issues boiled down to the question of who had the right to say what is true. The question was teaching authority. Of course, they associate teaching authority with governing authority, with place, position, power. Now, the point is, of course, that they rest upon the Constitution of Israel, the covenant. And here was a man who, by his action on a Sabbath day, simply ignored the Constitution, the covenant, set it aside. Now, if there were to be stability retained in Israel, something had to give. Either Israel would believe this man and repudiate the covenant, as the thinking was, apparently, in the minds of the establishment, or they must do away with this man. So what was to be done about it? We read this interesting description. They called in this man born blind and wanted to know what happened. And he said, they said, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. Don't you agree with us? And if they could find or lead him to repudiate the action that Christ did for him, then of course they'd win their case. But he was a naive person who believed that the truth which he had seen and which had happened to him must be confessed. And he answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. And then they said to him again, what did he to thee? How opened he thine eyes? And he answered them, I have told you already, and you did not hear. Wherefore would you hear it again? Will you also be his disciples? Then they reviled him and said, thou art his disciple, but we are the Moses' disciples. We know that God spake unto Moses. As for this fellow, we know not from whence he is. The man answered and said unto them, Why, herein is a marvelous thing, that you know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. Of course, this answer was rather final, and they had no reply. So we read, they answered him and said, Thou wast altogether born in sins, and dost thou teach us? And they cast him out. That's what often happens when people speak the truth, and the truth doesn't work with the intentions of policy of the establishment. It happens in government, in the church, everywhere in society. And the ethical question is always, what is to be done about this? We also are told in the text what Jesus did about it. Our Lord sought him out, and he healed not merely his eyesight, he was born blind, but also his spiritual eyesight. He said to him, Dost thou believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said to him, Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe, and he worshipped him. What an outcome. That is teaching authority, which changes not merely the blindness of physical eyes, but the blindness of the heart, the blindness of our spiritual sight, which overcomes that of which the apostle spoke, that the natural man receives nothing of the Spirit of God. In fact, it's foolishness to him. The eyes of the blind must be opened. And that's what our Lord came for. And the event is proof of the ultimate teaching authority. When we preach the gospel he brought into the world, and the eyes of the blind are opened and they see him as he is in the word that he has revealed to us, the same thing happens all over again. Whether this occurs in a small circle or whether it happens in a large audience makes no difference at all. Time is no factor either. What happened then happens now in a different context. The blind see, and that is teaching authority. When people who would like to see Jesus are told, there he is. Behold your God. Behold your Savior. And when we see him spiritually, we don't do it merely for others. We do it for ourselves. Lest we preach to others and we ourselves are lost. That is, after all, the ultimate aim of teaching authority. That we include those who hear us and ourselves. The devastation of sin is sometimes so badly underestimated that people assign wrong reasons of origin for it. Thou wast altogether born in sin, you would teach us? You haven't got any position in the world, and you would tell us what the truth is? The Constitution, the covenant, everything else is behind us. We have the vote. And you would tell us? Well, the Lord did. Dost thou believe on the Son of God? And he answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? The Lord said, For judgment I'm come into this world, that they which see not might see, and they which see might be made blind. May this not happen to us. May we see by the power of the Spirit working through his word. Amen.